Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, coming to you for part three of our Joy series led by Miss Shaylee over here.
Hi.
If you have listened to the other parts, we had part one was a quote from Brené Brown, the first of the bees.
Uh-huh.
It was all about practicing gratitude. Part two was led by our girl Beyoncé. And it was about embracing your insecurities.
Because mm-hmm. she probably has
Beyoncé has insecurities.
One.
No.
It's probably like, I sing too good. Is it offensive? Is it offensive to people?
And tonight is part three. And the theme is?
The Bible.
Well, the theme is?
Oh. Joy versus happiness.
Joy versus happiness, with a quote from Bible.
The Bible, also known as the Bible. Bible. But as Katie so eloquently put it, Brené and Beyoncé both have an accent over the E, and we didn't want the Bible to feel left out. So in our notes, just so that you listening at home know,
yes,
all of these have the accent symbol over the E.
Yes, they do.
Right.
But before we get into that, we have to pause and thank our amazing fake sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Lemonade.
Mmm.
Oh, man.
How appropriate. You know the saying.
This is perfect because I have so many lemons.
When life throws you lemons.
What do I do?
You make some lemonade.
How do I do it?
You just take a whole bunch of sugar and you mix it with a little water.
But I'm
on
a whole 30. Just eat the lemons.
You just take a bunch of stevia.
Nope. Not
a whole 30. You just eat the lemons. And it only takes like one because it's kind of nasty if you just eat the lemon on
you
its
eat
own.
A lemon Larabar.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing.
I would like not pay $6 for five of those.
You would not?
I mean, maybe. I don't
know. I love it.
I kind of feel like the lemon bars are always a waste of calories.
Oh,
in my
I love
mouth.
Lemon.
I always like the Ooey Gooey Butter Bars, and when we're at like a party or something, I'll like get what I think is an Ooey Gooey Butter Bar. This might be why I hate lemon bars. And then I take a bite and I'm like, lemon!
Oh, I'm like, lemon?
Mmm. We complete me.
Oh, we complete me.
We complete me. I'll give
I'm
you
pretty sure that's
my
how
lemon
goes.
Bars. You give me the
Hey,
gooey
when life
bars.
Hands you lemons, make lemon bars, and when Shaylee hates them,
give them to Katie.
She can make.
Lemonade's like, okay, we're tanking on the sponsorship. Okay, so we need some tags contractually for lemons.
Lemonade.
Lemons. Lemonade.
It's brought to you by Lemonade. Lemons wanted us to be very clear on that.
I'm sorry,
they
lemons.
Do not support the podcast.
I apologize. Yes, it's only trademarked in the form of lemonade with sugar
yes.
and water together.
Yep.
Okay, lemonade.
Lemonade. When a cute kid's selling it on a hot day, I'd probably pay like $10.
Yeah.
I would probably pay
you
like
$10. And then you're like, this is like pink grapefruit Kool-Aid.
I still drink it on a hot day, though.
You still drink it on a hot day. And you give that kid extra. And then you make their day with a quarter tip.
Yeah. They're like,
that's good. Lemonade. okay. Let me think of one. Lemonade. Lemonade. Always better when someone else makes it.
Huh.
Isn't that true? You ever made it and your like wrist hurts from like squeezing all of the lemon out?
Have you done it like by hand? Like
fresh yeah. fruit? Have you never made lemonade by
I've
hand?
I've never made Katie. Lemonade from lemons unless I was using a juicer.
What? Like a electric juicer?
Yeah. You got a juicer?
Katie. I like the old fashioned little like
oh man.
And then you get like just a little bitty tiny juice and then you pick up the big heavy glass vintage thing and you like pour it.
Wow.
And you have to do like 14 lemons to
it
make
does
like
seem
one
like a
pitcher.
Very expensive drink.
And then when everyone like chugs it down at
you're
dinner,
like,
you're like, drink it slowly, enjoy it. Fresh, squeezed. I actually just made some with my mom for our last family festivity
you
thing.
You two are
Easter.
A storybook.
I think it was Easter.
Well, you get yourself some Crystal Light next time.
Okay. Just have Crystal Light and then like squeeze one lemon so it has the pulp and no
or
one will
know. Or just cut the little slices and let them float on top and nobody will be the
I feel wiser. Like though the fake sponsor lemonade is the hand squeezed.
Okay, fine. Hand squeezed lemonade. It's better when Shaylee makes it for me. Go ahead. Thanks, lemonade.
Thanks, lemonade. Okay, that was great. So the third B of our installment of the Joy Talk, if you don't understand what we're talking about,
go back
and listen. This was the talk that I gave, and we've split it into three sections because there's
lots of chatter.
Because there's basically a lot of great content. I would say it's more because we like talking about the content.
Hey, don't talk about my friend's content like that. There's a lot of great content.
I learned how to embrace my insecurities in the last episode.
Yeah,
Amazing content.
Try again.
Amazing content. Okay, so joy versus happiness. I took my quote from actually the Bible. It's a Bible verse. So this is Habakkuk.
I picked a weird one.
Old Testament. Habakkuk 3:17-18 NIV, for those of you who want to double check me on reading. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. So I can't directly relate because I'm not a farmer. Katie, you could probably fill in more. But they're basically talking about, I would say, like a translation into normal times for me would be like, there's no clients on the roster.
Right.
There's no money in the bank.
Oh, man.
There's no gas in the car, but I'll be joyful. So to me, what this is talking about is being joyful through a time that's not necessarily a time when you're happy or it's easy to be joyful. So it's having joy through a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically joy and happiness are both great, but they're not the same thing. So what I've kind of come to process through this is that happiness is more about what is happening to us or our current circumstance. Happenings to us.
Nice.
Joy isn't about what's happening to us or our circumstance, but how we're choosing to view the situation that we're in. So they can both be present at the same time. You can be happy and joyful at the same time, but happiness is based on material things or events, such as when a person's given a gift or they graduate from college or celebrate a birthday or a wedding or a big event. And joy isn't based around like a certain event. So happiness would be like, I'm so excited. I'm so happy getting to go on this vacation. And then you get back from the vacation and you're like, what now? Well, there's nothing to look forward to in life. And then everything plummets. Happiness can leave us with a feeling of being sad or empty afterwards, like what's coming next or what's the next cool thing I can look forward to now. And joy runs deeper and can be present even during unhappy times.
Let's think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You can have
chew on that
unhappiness and joy simultaneously.
Yeah.
You can feel sad.
Yeah, it's okay.
And you can feel joy.
Yes.
In the same minute of the same day.
Yes. They can
coexist
at the same time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people give up on one if they don't have the other, or if they aren't happy, then they just, that's when people can spiral into like despair or depression or you know, it's not always like easily controllable, but you look at somebody who's like lost a spouse or like has cancer themselves, and you just hear these like horror stories and you see people and they still, it's not that they're like excited and happy about it.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously still a terrible, tough, struggling situation, but they can still have joy through it.
Right.
Which is one of the most inspiring things to me, to see stories like that. And then I'm like, okay, so I'm good. Like, I'm good. I got this.
Yeah.
Like, or I should have this.
So we're going to go deep in this episode.
Well, I did quote the Bible, so
I know.
It's all game. Fair game.
We had quite a few of you ask about some spiritual background stuff, because we dabble in spiritual.
That sounds really creepy. We dabble
in
witchery. That's what it sounds like.
Which maybe we'll just reserve that for like a whole podcast episode, but without
Get into it in a whole episode.
Without getting too off track with this topic, I would say one of the struggles that I've had in my spiritual
In your spiritual walk.
Life.
We won't use Christianese on people. In your spiritual walk.
In my walk.
In your life.
Has been like the question of like, prayer, what are you? What are you?
What do you look like?
Like, what do you do? Like, what? Oh, so would it be different if we didn't or what? Or I don't know. It's just been kind of been like a thing I've always like wrestled with. But I will say that when I had my very first miscarriage, it was a really hard, it was like kind of my very first big trial. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was hormonal and I was physical and there was just a lot of different kinds of pain happening at once. The main one being just completely devastated and disappointed because you thought you were going to be a mom and then you are told you're not yet. And I got the news that I had lost the baby, but I was still carrying it on a Thursday. And then I had a double wedding weekend. So I had to shoot on a Friday and a Saturday. Mm. And if you know me, my brand is joy.
Yeah. Right. That's what you sell. It's like, I'm going right? to be your best friend
every day. And I'm happy. And I'm happy for you. And this is the happiest day of your life. And we're doing happy. And that's what we're doing. And my doctor basically said, there's not really anything you can do until we get your procedure on the book. So you could miscarry at any time throughout this weekend, just so you know.
So if you have, from someone who doesn't know, if you have a miscarriage, then basically, depending on how far along you are, they're like, so now you just kind of have to wait for the
or you can have
baby
a procedure.
To pass.
Yeah.
Or have a procedure.
Right. There was no way of knowing if I was going to or not. And then both of them were out of town. It was just like a lot of traveling in between both. This is back when I was like, your weddings are 4 hours a day or 4 hours away from each other, one day apart. I'll do both. I was just like a crazy lady.
Right.
But anyway, and so I remember just kind of thinking about the weekend and going, there's absolutely no way I can pull this off. I'm so profoundly sad at this moment.
Yeah.
That how...
And you're having to go watch people on the happiest day
of their lives. Yeah, and also just keep that brand up or whatever. And I don't know. I just got like all of these overwhelming texts saying like, I'm praying for you. I know the situation. I'm praying for you. And I remember kind of like almost even groaning about like, well, I hope it works because I'm not feeling like...
Right.
I can do this. Like, I can't do this. And I'll just never forget. It was just like this very strange joy piece, that thing that doesn't make, like, I not only did the weddings, I was genuine. Like, I was genuinely present for them.
You,
I was
got
genuinely
them in, a good
in the
place.
Moment for them, mm-hmm. for their family. Like, I got to kind of almost, I'm not a compartmentalizer at all.
Right.
I don't compartmentalize. I was able to, like, somehow miraculously. And then kind of like maybe Sunday when it was all over, finally like breaking and bawling and grieving, but like able to rally for those 2 days. I don't know. And so I always think about that time of like, there was no part in that weekend where I wasn't sad. It was still there.
Yeah.
It was still in the back of my mind. It was still something I was physically holding onto, but the joy was also very genuine. So you just kind of go like, what was that?
Right.
What
like,
was that?
You were like carried through. And that's where... Everyone,
it didn't come from
I
me.
Like, yeah, I know. I feel like people can look at that in different ways, but then it's just like what you find your joy in.
Right.
And if it's deeply rooted and you find the joy in your faith.
Right.
I mean, if you Google joy, because I was trying to keep it real, like, you know, I'm not going to like be preaching at
right,
them.
Right, right.
But if you Google like quotes for joy, it's all like all of the Bible verses on joy. All of the Christian sermons on joy. I looked at podcasts on joy. None of them were not sermons. I could not find one that wasn't a sermon.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, it's kind of connected.
It's a very faithy word,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, but you think of having, like, joy in the Lord, but you just think of it's times like that where you're like, something other than me carried me through this weekend.
What was it?
And allowed me to
get
through, and you had people praying for you.
And then people are like, I was praying all weekend. I was like, you must have been.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I wasn't. I was pissed.
I was not going to pray.
I was not going to pray to that jerk that took my baby.
Yeah, you were not happy.
I was not okay spiritually. And people, like, I don't know, rose for me or something. It was crazy.
That's what friends and family do.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't know you at the time. And
thanks.
I didn't
Why didn't you know
you.
Me then?
I didn't text you anything.
Yeah.
Aww.
Anyway, so that's a little spiritual tease, I guess. But I don't, again, I can't point to, like, and that's called, I'm like, it was the miracle.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's literally exactly what I'm talking about. And you had a much more powerful example than I have.
What do you have?
Nothing. I just have, like...
When my movie was canceled.
Yeah, one time movie was canceled. And it was hard, but, like, it was, like, supernatural, but I powered through it. I was carried through it. And I wasn't happy, but I chose to be joyful. But seriously. So one of the quotes I had written down for this as well is that focus on the journey and not the destination. Joy is found not in finishing an activity, but in doing it. Ugh. And so...
So true.
Yeah, that was another one for me too, of like, a lot of people are like, I'll be happy when...
Right.
I get a boyfriend that's amazing.
Oh, that was me.
I'll be happy totally. When I'm engaged.
Yep.
I'll be happy when I'm married, mm-hmm. after the wedding, you know, and then you're married and you're like, I'll be happy when I have a kid. It's like, right. Newsflash. If you're not happy before a kid, it's going to be a lot more stressful.
Right.
Once you have a kid, which not in a bad way, it's just different. It's not going to fix.
Right.
Nothing's going to fix your
There's
problem.
There's a pattern here.
Yeah. And then once you have kids, you're like, once they're out of the house, I can do anything I want again. It's like, at what point are you like, I'll be happy when I'm dead.
When I'm dead. But I'll have no more complaints.
Right. No more complaints, because literally my brain will not be functioning anymore.
Right.
But it's just like, and that's what I tell people who are single, even if they're desperately looking for like someone to spend their life with, I'm like, but enjoy it now.
Right.
I showed someone that on Sunday. I was like, enjoy going and doing whatever you want right. this afternoon and not having to text and double check with anyone. Not that that's terrible, but like, see it for what it is and find the joy and the stage of life that you're
but
at.
But it's so hard to not.
Oh, it is hard.
I mean, like, because they don't have that perspective yet.
I know. And I'm like, already thinking, like, second kid, when will that happen? Right. That'll be fun. I want two babies. And then I'm like, okay, wait, enjoy your baby. Enjoy your one baby. Enjoy right. being
And everyone kind of rolls their eyes at the old lady who sees you in the grocery store that says, just enjoy it. Enjoy
it's
every
the best
moment.
Times of your life.
Best times. Like,
having a terrible day.
This child just had a tantrum and literally
she
pooped
hit me
on
in
me.
The face.
She
yeah,
pooped on me. There's poop on me.
My bad.
But they mean it, and they you do. And you do, and like I think everyone has an area where it's harder to realize that. For me, singleness, you could not have talked me into it,
right?
Ever.
Right.
I mean, that was my like. I will not be content and until I find him.
And now you're like, I get Tuesday night. I get to God do whatever I want. And you're like, wait, that's all that I
that's
had.
All I have that's all I have. That's all I have. But you could not have convinced me.
Yeah.
I would have been like, easy for you to say you're married.
Right.
Marriage is everything. Right.
Right. And, but that just goes to show, like, and I think that's the same thing of, like, if you're not content in the place that you're at and in the act, you know, the doing the activity.
Right.
As far as, like, doing your life or where you're at now, getting to the next step or level or whatever that right. you set up in your mind is not going to just fix it. I don't know. Yeah. So, you'll never be happy if you're not happy now. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that's even the same thing about, I think I said this in one of the last ones, but like, if you're like, I hate my body, if I could just lose 5 pounds, it's like, no, then you're going to lose 5 pounds, and then you're going to decide something else.
Right.
And then if you hit your goal weight, then you're going to decide your legs are veiny, or your right. ears are weird, or whatever. You know, you're always going to, if you can't be happy and accept where you're at, whether it's a stage in life or with your body or whatever, the journey,
right?
Then you're still not going to be happy when you're at the destination.
Right.
Whether that's the coffee shop or the movie.
Yeah. And if you're not enjoying the journey, let's say it's an optional thing. Let's say it's an optional thing.
Okay.
Like, I'll be happy when I can support myself on this self-employment job. Well, if you're not enjoying the journey to getting to that goal, you might need to bail.
You might need to bail. Sorry if this is encouraging, guys. Sorry.
Because there's going to be a lot of non-glamorous parts to it. That's
yeah,
all I mean.
There are.
And
there are
experiencing
definitely.
Them now.
Yeah. That's good. So, action steps.
Mm.
So let's say you've listened to the first episode, listened to the second episode, you've gone to the Bravery Board, listened to them with the whole talk, so you already know it's coming. I'm just kidding. So action steps on how to potentially actually do this. First one, be content where you are. Being truly joyful means you're able to be content where you are, single, married, with kids, without kids, with a job you love, or with a job you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just covered all that.
Which would mean pointing out the things that are good right now.
Right.
That don't
having
need
gratitude
to change
for what you have.
Right now.
And yes, being thankful for this. Choosing joy is a lifestyle and a mindset, and you have to work to see the small things and decide the glass is half full. You nailed it, Katie. So a good way we can focus on having joy in our own lives, encourage others, guys. Mm-hmm. Joy is found through giving, not buying or having. So volunteer your time, your money, and stuff that impacts other people, and that will help impact your long-term well-being much more than spending the same time and money would on yourself. I don't know, like, even if it's not consistent and it's just like you're going to a nursing home and taking your kids to like visit the old people, like, that's, my mom does that. She brings all of her grandkids.
That's so sweet.
You're giggling.
It's because you said old people.
Old people. Old folks.
Yeah, okay.
But she calls it the old folks home, and all the kids, the grandkids now, all call it the old folks home.
Like, into their faces.
We're going to the old folks home. I don't know. They are. That's why they're there. Anyway, they're like, old folks orange for you. Old folks orange for you. But we used to go when I was little, and it's just kind of, I don't know, I think that puts life in perspective, but it's also you're helping someone else's day be better, unless they are in not the mood to talk to someone. But that also will, like, help turn your day around, and it's not about anything that's you're consuming or that you're getting or having or wanting, or like a kid. It's not like a toy I'm getting. But you're able to, like, help someone else and help give them a little bit better of a day, and then in turn you get something else. Volunteer with local nonprofits in your town regularly if you want. There's so many options. Obviously, like, the no-brainer is, like, volunteer at church, but even, like, outreaches, there's community centers, there's probably, like, Red Cross type organizations. We have Convoy of Hope in our town that, like, goes out and does disaster relief. They're always looking for people to help fill food bags or help organize things or make phone calls or even do, like, administrative work. But a lot of times whenever you just make a focus to put time, or if not even time, like, money, like, think about, like, do you ever give money to something that you're not getting something out of? You know, just for the sake of being charitable.
So this is a big one for me because I have a lot of anxiety tied to finances. And if any time the budget gets just a little bit tight for the month, I start to really internally kind of panic about it. And so the last time I did that, I challenged myself to try to find a way to give some money away. Just to kind of, like, release it. And so I think that's a good challenge, whatever it is that you're struggling with. So if you're like, I don't have time, I'm too busy, find a way to give away some time that month.
Yeah.
It's like what you give, you get back in return.
Tenfold?
It seems. Yeah, maybe tenfold. Possibly. Or, I don't know, just practicing. If you're feeling
frugal, it's like if you want to go on a coffee date, take someone else
take
out
someone
on
else
one.
Coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Totally the same thing. And I don't know. You just kind of realize, like, oh, I'm freaking out about money and I'm, like, hoarding it all away, but I just gave $50 to the people, like, a gift card to, like, Walmart, and they needed groceries. And, like, guess what? I'm surviving without the $50. And that $50 or $20 tip that you give to the lady at the Waffle House or whatever, like, that money is going to mean a lot more to them than it hurt you to give it away, is what I found. Now, don't do like my husband, Jonathan, that when we were dating, he picked up a homeless man and took him to the grocery store. Have I told this story?
No, but that's awesome.
He took him to the grocery store and said, anything you want. Okay. He had no home, so that means no refrigerator, no freezer. No refrigerator, no freezer.
He's like, I don't think you understand.
Anything you want. No, the guy goes crazy and, like, buys, like, lobster. Crab legs.
Things he can't
possibly
cook.
Stuff. Or consume in one night. Anyway, he ended up spending, like, $130, and it's when Jonathan was, like, 21 or something, and so he overdrafted Jonathan's account because Jonathan didn't have the heart to be like, that's too much.
You can't eat a raw lobster.
I meant
a,
like,
live
$35. Yeah, and so anyway, it's, we talk about it now because we giggle, but he his heart was in
that's
the right
very
place.
Sweet.
But he got more back. No, he didn't. He overdrew his account and had to pay the fee. But it's just talking about, you know, just little things that, I don't know, they impact someone else. A lot more than, I mean, Jonathan's fine. He made it out of the financial ruins that he was in after that.
Well, I would say the most recent thing that happened to me, and this is silly, but I got a parking ticket I wasn't planning on when I was traveling and kind of, like, didn't understand the local
You're
laws.
You're like, it was an honest mistake.
And it wasn't that big of a deal, but then I was very, very stressed about it because I just hate wasting money, and I always go, what would I have done if I was just going to throw that money out?
Yeah, $30, that'd be like full price Target dress.
Something, and I just, like, go there, and it's a very, and it's not a generous place. It's like a, just a very, it's mine,
stingy.
And I'm mad, a stingy place.
Hoarding.
And then the very next photo shoot I had, the person just randomly tacked on $50 just as a tip for no reason. She's like, thanks for chasing the 2-year-old. I know you're pregnant. I appreciate it. And like, just the ease in which she did that and the fact that it was the exact same amount as the parking ticket, it was kind of like,
she didn't have to do that. She's already paying me hundreds.
Right. It was kind of like another deep breath reminder of like, it usually ends up working out.
Right.
If you just wait and you just breathe. And right. I don't need to like be such a like warrior when it comes to things like that. Obviously, I'm not going to try to park in the wrong place, but
right, it'll come back
when it happens.
Someone's gonna tip me. I feel it.
I feel it. But when it, when things like that happen, they're unexpected. If you kind of just breathe through it and wait it out and do,
yeah,
control
and
what you can.
But focus on the good things, because some people may not even make the correlation. Right. Which obviously, if it's the exact same amount,
right?
But you just think of like the things in which you make a little extra that you maybe weren't expecting,
right.
Focus on those more than just like the parking ticket for the next 2.5 years. Like, remember that time you illegally parked? You got us a parking ticket?
Well, and then what it made me think of was like, well, maybe I need to just find a way to give away $50. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could help you out with that if you're needing it
here.
You just need to sponsor my day.
No, I found a really, really nice lady who is struggling to find clients who need their house cleaned. So I decided to be really generous
and it's give giving, her money. Giving through taking.
To clean my house.
I am so proud of you, Catherine.
This is the first time ever. I'm so excited.
You're getting... And it's not even a full house cleaner. It's like the bad part cleaner. She's like cleaning like the kitchen bathrooms.
She's cleaning the kitchen and the bathrooms tomorrow morning. And I feel like it's Christmas.
I think I would say, if you get done with the kitchens and bathrooms, here's the next list of things
I
want to do.
Yeah, I will.
Because I think she'll get done with it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I just started squirting ketchup everywhere just because it just felt free.
Think I'm going to get my money's worth.
Honey.
Honey.
Just
honey everywhere. Yeah, bees are endangered, Katie.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, bees.
Not sponsored by bees.
Anymore.
No.
They flew away.
They flew away. They're disappearing. Okay. So that's good. That's good. Volunteering your money to cleaning ladies to work and clean your house.
Yeah. I'm generous.
Find people around you to encourage. This is the next one. Take someone out to lunch or coffee. Send a card with some kind words, like an actual snail mail card that you handwrite or deliver. Or just speak encouragement into someone when you're around them face to face. This one can be awkward, but it means a lot.
Right.
And when people have done it, it's awkward because I'm awkward because I don't know how to, like, handle it. Because
you don't take compliments well, which we've discussed.
No, I do not.
Me? Dirty rags! Me?
This whole thing?
You're wrong. I'm terrible.
I hate myself. But that's also, so if someone's, like, speaking encouragement or whatever, then I'm just kind of like, what do I do?
And then you try to reciprocate, but yours isn't as genuine feeling.
And then, and then the whole time they're being encouraging and complimentary, I'm thinking, like, what? I didn't prepare something. It's like, well, of course you didn't. You didn't know, and they're not expecting you to prepare something.
They stop and they go, your turn. And you're like, you.
And one of the best examples.
Great.
And I say it like Tony the Tiger. I actually just play the Tony the Tiger tagline. My friend Charity moved. She lives in Dallas now. But before she left, there were like 5 or 6 of us that went to dinner. I don't think I've told you this.
Yeah, no, I have. I heard it, but I missed that invite. Just kidding. We don't know each other.
They don't know each other. We all went to dinner, and so we're like eating, and she's like a super intentional person. She's also a client, but a friend, and she's like business strategy, so she has like a good mind. Friant. That's a new... No.
Clint.
I'm going to like eat her.
Clint.
And a friant. Client. That just sounds the same as a client, though.
Yeah.
Good thing we got to the bottom of that with everyone's time.
Problem solved.
Anyway, she sat there and before like the dinner was done, she was like, hey, real quick, I just like wrote some quick words down for each person that I just wanted to like kind of go
Shaylee's
through.
Anxiety level
I'm like dying inside because I'm just like, okay, you just gotta sit here.
She's
gotta
gonna
sit here and listen to it. And so she went through, but like some of the things she said were like the nicest things anyone's ever said about me. And I'm like, she intentionally thought about me.
She sat and thought
about
you.
Wrote words down and then like said it to me.
Wow, that's amazing.
With like other people around that are good, close friends of ours.
Right.
But it should not have been uncomfortable. And it wasn't uncomfortable. Like, I'm not grateful for it. Like, it was impactful because, like, people don't do that anymore. Right. Like, people don't. And then the whole time I'm thinking, you're great too.
Right.
Your words.
But when she wrote those,
she didn't. She wasn't expecting us all to go
through. As someone who's
a
naturally probably joyful person, I'm guessing, or good at working on it, charity probably.
Yeah.
She sat there and only was probably thinking about, what can I give to these girls? She wasn't thinking like,
and I hope
they say nice things to me.
No, totally. And I was like thinking in my head, like, she's at her going away party.
Right.
Talking about how great we all are.
Oh, that's so sweet.
At her going away party. Right. Anyway, it was a very precious charity. I wish I had written down things to say about you. Maybe after I listen to this episode
time.
Again.
You should go for it.
Charity Reeb.
She has email.
Charity. It's not the same. She had it like prepared.
That's true. That's very sweet.
Maybe when she comes on the podcast, if she comes on, our segment can be nice words about charity.
Shaylee, I don't know if we've discussed our own love languages, but I think ours must match because we don't really make each other that uncomfortable, I don't think.
Except when you make me sing.
Well, that's not a love language. That's intentional torture.
Okay. Good. What's your love language?
Quality time, probably.
I didn't say quality time. But also, like,
I don't dislike any of them for the record.
Yeah, I'll say gifts. All day. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever just been like, Shaylee.
Katie.
You.
We send each other a nice text every once in a while that's like, hey.
With lots of cry emojis.
I'm thankful for you with like a whole bunch of cry emojis. And I'm like, it touches me.
Right.
Because it doesn't go too deep.
Our word of affirmation is emojis.
Emojis. I think that's emoji text is our words of affirmation. Okay. And that's like a comfortable
that's
level.
That's a good comfortable level
comfortable.
For me too.
I mean, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I feel fulfilled.
And you'll hug, but it's not like, it's not going to linger.
It's not going to linger.
You're not going to like...
I'm not going to hug every time I see you unless it's only once a year.
Well, like sometimes if I'm like going out of town, you're like, oh, hey, you're going out of town for a while.
Hug.
Hug.
Side hug.
And then I go, we're not related. You're touching me. We're not related. That's a quote from Shaylee from the middle school episode.
Oh, you're touching me. We're not related. I didn't
happening.
Even catch it. I was like,
it's happening. Me. It's me. We're hugging.
We're not related. We're not related. Okay. Katie thinks I'm funny. That's my love language.
That is affirmation without words. Is someone just thinking you're hilarious and laughing a lot?
Truth. That's truth.
No words needed.
No words needed. Just cry face emojis. So, okay, wait. These are action steps. Some of these you might have to like weed through the talking. But it's a podcast. So... That's your problem. That's your problem. You signed up for this.
Every time Shaylee leads a podcast, she gets hypothetically mad at a hypothetical listener.
I get mad at someone. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I did mean it because I said it. But I don't want you to be mad at me.
So you're like, enter the giveaway because we're not just going to give it to you for free.
Give it to you for free. What do you think this is, even though we're doing that with the podcast? Still. Anyway. So
Shaylee's
joy. Okay, so I'm gonna bullet point back through with the encourage others. Joy's found through giving. Find people who aren't into encourage. It will increase your joy to help serve others.
Yes.
Find someone struggling and lift them up, and it'll make you more joyful. And then if you're struggling, surround yourself by people who have a joyful outlook.
Yes.
Because it's not gonna help
to find
people to eat the whole sleeve of Oreos and complain with.
Oh man, that's
it'll
my
help.
Oreo girl.
It'll help for like. A minute.
That night.
That
losing weight is
moment.
Hard.
It's like, no,
I love
it's,
you. You get me.
Now it's harder.
Now
guess
it's Werner.
What? Now it's harder.
It literally just got fatter.
You want the friend that's like, it is hard, and Oreos make it harder.
Let's go for a hike.
Let's go for a hike, and then
and
we'll
talk
eat
about it.
A Fig Newton when we're done. Probably not any healthier.
I don't know about the Fig Newton one.
I just got Fig Newton for the first time in like 10 years. That's why I said Fig Newton. Opal likes them.
There you go.
Yeah. Processed foods. Okay. Back to joy. Having joy is a lifestyle. Takes work. It doesn't mean you'll always be happy.
Because happiness is what happens to you.
No. Okay.
I love that. That's a good nugget.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. So this is the close of all three of them.
Okay.
So I'll say... A documentary we both watched, which we could probably do a whole episode on.
Oh my gosh.
It's called The Minimalist.
Yes,
The Minimalist. We literally should. We will. Hold us to it.
Yeah.
Awesome documentary. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's called The Minimalist, and it's really good.
It'll convict you so hard for 48 hours.
Yeah, I feel like it's the kind that I see it and then I'm like, I'm not going to do it all, but I'll do some.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like a better version of the same person you were.
That other jacket.
Right, you're right. I want 5 jackets, but I don't need 20.
I don't need 20.
Right. Both. But more than one. I do. I do want more than one. Sparks my joy. Jackets spark my joy. Anyway, but they end the whole, they talk about kind of like the materialism, consumery side of kind of what we talked about in the first episode of the Joy series. It's like the trilogy. This is the Joy trilogy.
Oh my gosh, this is your young adult novel.
This is my young adult novel. It's about joy. It's less exciting, less lower back touching.
It's going to get racy here then.
More words. But at the end of it, they end it with love people and use things because the opposite never works.
Love people.
Yes.
And use things because right. The opposite never works.
And that, I feel like, encompasses whoa, all of the episodes.
The opposite meaning. Use people
and love things. So it's like materialism works. And using people yes. doesn't work. But loving
people.
Yeah. Love people, serving people, giving yes. to people, encouraging people. And use things where they're not anything that you have to have them. Or you love or you right. idolize. You use them you for their purpose. Them. And that's
how you find joy. That's the ticket. Oh, the minimalist. Ticket. You've got it.
The minimalist thing. You did it. I just read that at the beginning and then just not even done all this.
It's too bad they don't start with a B otherwise.
Sorry, everyone is 3 hours in. Whew. Whew. Watch the minimalist.
Turn this off. Turn this racket off.
Well, listen to this before you watch The Minimalist, otherwise you won't on the computer that you have now.
Good point.
Yeah, that's a solid point I had to throw out.
Good point. So our segment tonight, Shaylee doesn't know what it is. We talked a lot about insecurities. Facing them. And we talked a lot about what brings people, mainly me, joy.
Is this momentary happiness or is this truthful joy?
This is true joy for me.
Okay.
This might be a miserable happening.
My legs are crossed, my arms are hunkered, and this is me in like defensive mode now.
But you just talked about serving others, so you're gonna serve me.
I'm gonna serve you up some what?
Joy. Surprise karaoke.
Oh gosh.
Installment number 3.
Message us and tell us if you really enjoy surprise karaoke.
They usually sing along, they said.
Or if this is terrible. Did they? They? Who's
one
they?
Person said.
One person said they sing along.
Said, can't wait to sing along with you girls. So just sing along. I want to point out how deeply this connects. First of all, it's a source of joy for me, karaoke.
Source of joy. Congratulations.
Number 2, this song is one of the most famous karaoke harmony
what
songs.
What song?
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Okay.
It's easy to sing in harmony is what I'm saying.
Harmony. Now if I blow it, it's
harmony brings me joy.
Okay.
But also the content of the song.
Okay.
We just talked about how words of affirmation.
It's not our strong suit.
It's not our strong suit.
We emoji but, affirmation.
But what I would say is that what you and I do is more than words.
More than words. It's is that more the song? Than words. Is that the 90s song? Oh my gosh, Katie.
Do you remember the song?
Vaguely. Here when did this come out?
Somewhere in the feel more than words is all you have to do to make it real. You're doing it! Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, cause I'd already. My heart was torn into two. More than words to show you feel.
Lots of arms.
Love for me is real. Would you say if I took your emotions away?
Nothing, we'd say nothing.
Then you couldn't make things now. Just by saying I heart eyes emoji you
the karaoke literally says la-di-a-e.
More than words. La-di-da, la-di-da.
Is that the end? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Shaylee.
That's intense.
First of all.
There were so many. I don't know what we were doing with our hands, but both of our hands, just to give you a visual, were like flexing back and forth like a slow wave. Like we looked the hippie like mom at the wedding.
No, no, we looked like the inflatable tube guys outside of the inflatable store.
And we were really getting into it. We were just like inflatable arms.
It did feel like some zen happening. First of all, thank you because you just served me. Did it bring you more joy to serve others?
I'm jury's still out.
What about wait my until face? I, wait, does this help you?
Your face is super joyful. I feel like it might be a tinge of momentary happiness.
Maybe, but I'm super pregnant, so I'll take it.
Right.
I will take
you
it.
You seem more joyful now than you have the full 3 episodes we just recorded.
That's what I'm saying.
So
hopefully that brought you some joy.
I've never seen all the words to that song, but I would say, Katie, that I'm thankful for you more than words.
You know what?
I can say... I cannot believe that I mean, obviously, I'm not trying out for American Idol here, but my voice is recorded, and at some point I will willingly put it out for the masses.
It's pretty close. It's like the slippery slope.
It's like a slippery slope, and at some point I'm like, guys, here's my new record. I just wanted to see what you guys thought. I just recorded it in my basement. I have 24 songs. I wrote all of them. Yeah, you can give me a microphone and karaoke. Watch out.
Hey guys, before we go, we just want to pause and tell you about this awesome partner. We are affiliates with Foodsters. It's a modern baking box subscription. So these show up to your house as often as you want. It's super affordable and it's a baking kit you can do with your kids. It is GMO free. It is USDA organic. It is super simplified. You end up with a Pinterest worthy project with
Most important, it's adorable.
It's so cute.
It's so much better than anything you could bake on your own.
Oh my gosh, yes. So totally give those guys a look. And we'll post the pictures that we made because it's cute.
And use the code Shaylee and Katie to get a discount on your order and help support the podcast.
Foodsters.
Foodsters. Look them up.
Oh, like foodsters.
Foodsters. I thought it was more like foodsters, like I'm stirring food.
But it's like, you foodster you.
Is it?
I don't know. You know, both.
Jury's out. It could be either.
Double.
And now?
A song. Food.
Stirs.
Bake with?
My food.
Your kids.
Kids.
Food.
Stirs.
Quality.
Time.
With my
kids. Are we doing every other word?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It just became its own thing.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you.